Hey, my name is Lauren, and I'm here at AfterBuzz TV for the Crossing After Show. And we've got some great topics coming up for you, such as I got the keys, reunited, and it feels so good, / I'm going to kill you and all of your friends, and she binded me, / bound me, with science. Stay tuned. We got a lot of crossing to do, babies.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion. AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
DJ Khaled.
I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys.
Perfect. And DJ Khaled's not the only one that got the keys, baby.
Jude also got the keys.
Oh, I've never even heard this part. I only ever heard, I got the keys. My name's Lauren LaGrasso. This is the Crossing After Show. I'm here with the wonderful, the talented, the beautiful.
Hello, guys. I'm Krista.
And we've got some really special topics coming up for you. As I said, I've got the keys, if this song didn't tell you. I don't know what will. We also have Reunited and It Feels So Good, / I'm Gonna Kill You and All of Your Friends. And She Binded Me with Science. So a lot to get to. We also have Evil Eve updates back again.
I know you guys missed it.
Yeah, we all did. Yes. And soon, a lot of people will be missing because of her.
Yeah, that's...
She really stays true to the name. At least she's not disappearing on us like Luke.
That's true.
I think we'll be able to keep... As long as the show is on for at least these next one or however many episodes, we'll have to discuss that too. I could have sworn at the end of the episode preview, they said next week is the last episode. But maybe I was just hearing things.
Yeah,
because IMDb does not reflect that.
No, they
neither
say
do the other sources.
11. Yeah.
So we'll get to that. We've got a little bit of news too with the ABC family in general, involving a reboot. It's not. You probably have heard of it, but we've got some theories on what it could mean for our humble little show here.
That we do.
But without further ado, I've got the keys. This is our Emma update that we've been waiting for. I was still hoping that somehow she was alive.
Me too. That's why I was disappointed.
But she dead. She real dead. She's in the forest, in a hole, underneath a blanket.
Yeah.
And somehow... Okay, so this little boy, who, by the way, whoever you are, small boy, you are an amazing actor. I was like, damn, that kid has a future. Give him the Oscar right now for a TV show for one line.
Where has he been this whole entire season?
I don't know. Why wasn't he friends with Leia/Leah?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They replaced Leia/Leah.
Oh, look, here's another little boy. Take him. Show him a dead body.
That was his whole role in this episode.
That was. And he did a really good job. I'm not kidding. That kid is a talented little actor. But, he finds a body. He leads. Oh my gosh! What's the name of that agent?
Roy.
Roy. He leads Agent Roy and says, "We found something," and they find something horrifying. And then Jude comes in. They unveil. It's Emma, and she's...
Of course, Jude would be there for this.
Yeah, of course. He's so funny. He.
He really is.
He came in too, like, while a mounting resistance was happening within the community, and the people are like, no, you know, this is what's cool about the show. I think that there's, like I've said from the beginning, so many good overarching messages and hidden, not even hidden, just meanings in it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what the people of the town said, like, this could happen to any of us. Right now it's them, but they're American citizens. Mm-hmm. Who's next?
Yeah,
and
I
think it's really reflective of a lot of things that are going on in our country right now and that have gone on in the past. It's like, you know, if we're going to call out one group for being different, what makes us think that, oh my gosh, my mom just texted me, hi, mom. But what makes us think that she's watching the show, so it wasn't totally off topic. But what makes us think that they wouldn't come for us? And if we don't stand up for the people who are in trouble, then why are we even alive? Our whole purpose as Americans, but on a greater thing as people, is that we're supposed to take care of those who can't take care of themselves and those who are disenfranchised. So that was a cool...
No, I like that. I feel like this episode had a lot of instances of that. I also liked all the jokes to, like, technology and stuff.
Right.
When Paul and his evil Eve, his wife, were out and about, he'd be like, so much is happening around them and everyone's on their phone. And I was like, yeah, you don't know. It's just life.
And he said the long piece is a strange time.
Yeah, he's very inspirational this episode,
his
friend.
He's inspirational and he's kind of like a, it's also sad because you see the bad things unfolding. You can tell he feels that something bad is going to happen, but he doesn't want to believe it.
He, like, trusts his wife, too. Yeah.
So back to our key situation. This was so funny because it's like, you know, he sees Agent Wren and then they, like, square away the body. They take away Paul because he's accused or whatever. And then they're like, okay, you're dismissed. But somehow, in the midst of examining the situation and trying to figure out what happened, he nabs the keys off of Wren's body.
Like the stellar cop he is.
When did this happen?
He's just a genius.
Yeah.
And also that no one notices and they're just casually, this many people are surrounding a federal agent's body and he's just like, I'm gonna take keys real quick.
Got a little bauble I thought I might like.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, Jude.
Hey, Jude.
Jude the dude.
So that was pretty interesting. But he submits the keys. The major keys.
The major keys.
And they end up looking at a map of where he traveled. So the foreshadowing is that, like, next episode, they're probably going to be led to Evil Eat's house.
Ooh.
And they're going to find out what happened, and there's going to be a brawl.
Yes. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. But, I mean, my opinions on this are, don't know how you got the keys, Jude. But glad you did. Smart. I never would have thought of that. That's actually good to know that that's a possibility for regular
life.
That
you can track, like, key fobs where they have been.
Actually, like, gosh, if anybody ever had cheating issues, that is just, like, no-brainer. Just take it into Jude's
guy.
You also
need a guy. Yeah. Jude, can you
also
give us that
how
number?
Did his guy get the chip off the key?
I don't know.
Did
he must have sent it in, like, the whole
so
key?
So quickly?
I don't know. It's... Yeah.
Maybe there's like a quick chip that you can somehow plug into your computer.
Scanned it into the interwebs and...
Oh my gosh.
That's a good question. That was a very fast turnaround.
Yeah. We should do a little research.
We should. I'm going to look into this.
Yes. A little research. But what were your overall thoughts on finding her body, the whole situation with the keys, everything?
I'm mad because I had a little bit of hope that she'd still be alive. And all I got to see was her corpse. So that was depressing. But... yeah, just the fact that it showed up where it did, and obviously Craig's placing blame on all of the, on one of them, you know, Paul, which we find out. But I'm just like, what a way to go out, Craig, you mean guy.
Yeah.
He had the perfect escape goat. He was just like, I'm going to place her in there, blame it on the camp, it'll be fine.
Right. I mean, I wonder if anyone's actually going to believe that, though.
I mean, they took him away after they found the gun, Paul, so... I think the camp, I don't think the camp members do, but the other agents are like, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But everyone in the camp's kind of like, what the? Even Roy, though, questioned it because he was like, that's so weird. Paul was just asking me about about Wren this morning.
Right.
Yeah. So he
and
was like.
And when he said that, he meant that nobody who was asking about someone this morning
is
would
trying
have murdered.
To. Yeah. He was like, I don't understand why he would ask about her and then knew she was dead this whole entire time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was, like, still hoping. Even after they found her body, it's kind of like...
raise?
Yeah, basically, like, or that they take staff. The apex cells and, like, put them back into her and be like, what happened?
That's good.
But it's kind of like, do you watch Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Okay, spoiler alert. If you haven't watched it and you want to watch it, just pause us for a second, then fast forward. When Ned Stark's head got chopped off, it was so sudden. I was like... he's not really dead.
Oh, I know. I felt the same way.
And this isn't even the final episode. There's no way that guy's dead.
See, maybe there's hope for Ren. They'll exhume her later and she'll just pop up.
Hello.
With Apex jeans.
Oh, she possible. Or she might be a White Walker. You never know.
The crossover show could really take a turn. That's true.
Now that the show is canceled on ABC, if this show could go to HBO.
Oh, we're in a whole different playing
whole
field.
Whole different playing field. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow is right.
You know it's a whole different playing field, though?
What?
Conversations with Maria Menounos, the podcast edition. Do you want to have fun, learn, and grow? In all areas of your life?
I really do.
Okay, well, for you and for all those that do, we've got a podcast for you. It's Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. And it's hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria, and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. There's guests from health and wellness experts to career to relationships, finances, and more. And Maria is going to be the big sister to you that you've always wanted. So just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. It's free, like all podcasts. That's the best. And you just be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know we sent you there, the Crossing After Show, your favorite after show. Lauren and Krista, your best friends ever. Check out Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. And do check it out. They've got all kinds of amazing content. This week they're having a guy named Andre Seltzer. He is a medical medium, intuitive. Ooh. He heals animals. He heals people. I've had a healing by this guy, and he's incredible. And you can even call in. I think it's happening on her live show on Thursday, but it will probably be on the podcast this Friday.
Oh, fun.
He's super interesting. So they have all kinds of different people, like ranging from that to like the millionaire matchmaker. It's super, super diverse. You're going to love it.
Check it out.
Check it on out. You know what else you should check out? Reunited and It Feels So Good / I'm Gonna Kill You and Your Friends via Evil Eve.
Such a topic.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a heavy one.
It's dense. It's thick. The whole time when Paul and Eve were getting reunited, I felt like, you know what? No. She's not just going to turn around this quickly. She's got a bad seed in her.
Right? And he was so nice to her. He was all, I've missed you so much. You haven't aged a day. And she's like, it's been 10 years. I'm like, you're a mean girl.
Yeah. And we found out they don't have cosmetics in the future.
Oh, that was funny. They have cosmetics here. They do wonders.
Like, okay. That's true.
Okay.
V true.
It is V true. Future sounds scary. No the makeup, future. No meat.
Yeah.
What else don't they have?
I wonder lots if they eat beyond meat in the future.
Maybe.
Have they you also tried don't that? Have
phones. It's delicious.
Really?
Yes, it's very good.
Did you make it yourself?
I got it. You can get it at the grocery store in the little thing.
Yeah.
Heat them up. Yeah.
So you just fried it in a pan?
Fried it in a pan.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, probably most of you do, but they're making this, what would you call it?
It's like imitation, what they eat in the Crossing in the future. Imitation meat. Yeah, like
meat that didn't come from an animal, but it tastes like meat. Does it taste just like meat?
Yes, it tastes delicious.
Okay.
So I'm going to buy it next time. Now we know what the Crossing peeps are up to, what they're eating.
They're like sponsored by Beyond Meat.
That could have kept the show on the air. That's,
damn it. They're really trying, Beyond Meat people. So, you know, next time there's a show from the future where they eat man-made meat, you should really consider sponsoring them. So, long story short, Paul and Eve reunited. It seems like everything's going great. They're back in the honeymoon stages.
Oh, yeah. They could go for a walk.
They go for a walk. Apparently, everybody's always at a carnival in this town. I don't know what's happening.
They're just all out on their phones taking pictures, enjoying the night.
Yeah. And she makes him make a video that's basically like him confessing to what she said they were there for.
Also, what was her premise for it? Was she just like, can you make the suicide? I'm sure she was like, a statement that we can release to the public if need be. But, sir, you were making your suicide video. Don't you?
See, I didn't realize that.
I wouldn't have either. But as soon as she started playing it, I was like, what's the point of this? Is a statement for why they're there? But then she said all that. I was like, oh, you should have asked questions.
I think he just trusted her.
You're right.
He trusted her so implicitly. And it was really sad to see that go down. But, you know, he in the video was basically like saying like this is the cult and like, but was he actually saying, he didn't say anything about them killing themselves.
No, he just said we tried to. That's why we were all in the ocean. And not all of us succeeded. The others did. And then at the end, he's like, hopefully we'll be joining them soon. Or we'll be joining them soon, meaning dying. So when you said that, wouldn't you have been like, wait, what?
Right.
I would have been like, why did I just say that?
Maybe he thought that they would all just go disappear somewhere.
I hope so.
Right.
Because, I'd be like, honey, that was a bit morbid. Could we change the lines up a little bit?
Because he's not in on it.
No, he has no idea.
He thinks they're going to be together.
Wow, what a blow, your wife just...
Yeah. Oof. That was a pretty bad thing to do. I thought of a really bad word just now, but I didn't say it. Starts with a C.
Oh, yeah. She is something.
A something.
Something around those lines.
Something around those lines.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was awful. I mean, God. I wonder if she was like that in the past. And
she
the
must
future
not
past.
Have been, because he totally was like, has it really only been 10 years? You haven't changed a bit. She has.
She changed a lot.
Unless that's how crazy and evil she was in the present future. Future past.
It's just insane to me that she can make herself think that she's one of the good guys, quote unquote, because she is doing the exact same thing that Apex supposedly
right?
did.
I don't like her as a good guy. She's no. a bad guy. Bad guy for
she's
good
a bad
reasons.
Evil Eve.
She is.
She's the actually evilest. Really good at being Evil Eve, but she's a bad person. Yeah, and Craig even was questioning her in the last thing. He's like, right? isn't there another way? And she's like, no.
It's like, the only way is to kill everyone.
Literally, we just have to poison them all.
I mean, Craig's like, I guess.
there probably could be another way. Like, you could put them in the witness protection yeah. program, especially
Ship
with Craig's connections.
Anywhere, like, send them to across the country.
Whoa. I just had a crazy idea.
For season
what
two.
If Eve is the one who created Apex?
It's very possible. I mean, Craig's kind of doing it with her permission right now with Reese, so.
But it seems like she's actually
she's
the mastermind of everything.
Yes. She calls the shots.
Yeah.
You're right.
But they're not even sleeping together.
I know. She just calls it. We haven't met her new life husband yet, have we? Because she has like a kid, too. Remember in the
This
pictures?
Show has had very little sex in it.
Yeah. It's ABC.
It leaves the horny unsatisfied.
It's ABC. That's why. See? That's why HBO needs to pick it up for you.
Lethal West Coast says, can we say cray cray?
Yes, we can.
Oh, gosh. Craig can go down with her. I'm done with him, Stephen Otten says.
He said yeah. he can go down with her?
Craig can go down with Evil Eve.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know. He, like, tries to be a good guy sometimes, but it just isn't working for him because he lets her walk all over him.
Yeah, I wonder if he hadn't been involved with her, what he would have done in this time. And I wonder how they made the decision to go about things the way they have.
That's a good question. I don't know. I feel like she must have had a higher ranking before in the future. Because obviously when they got here, it seems like she's been in charge since the beginning. And he's like her second in command. So mm-hmm. I don't know how they decided those rankings. Was it just she comes up with the ideas and they all follow?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But the thing that was interesting too is when her... Oh, Tanya Lindsay's in the chat. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
So when Eve and Paul were talking and they were talking about how... Well, you must have crossed to a different time than me. I was confused when they were chatting about that because
I
couldn't tell.
It had been 10 years.
Right. He thought he hadn't seen her in 2 months. But were they saying they crossed over at the same time? Like if you and I were going to go to the past right now.
We're about to get in our time machine.
Which we definitely have right under this table. We go every night after we do
the
show.
Yes.
Hang out in the 1950s. It's a blast.
So much fun.
Love my poodle skirt. But if we were to go in our time machine
right now,
the
if
table,
they were going at the same, I see what you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah. So were they leaving at the same time? And
maybe.
Then they just ended up
That's
in different
zones.
That's
what he zones? Made it sound like.
But then when she said it later, she said, I'm sorry I left without you.
No, they definitely didn't. Because when he got there,
didn't
Paul
leave
was,
at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah. Paul was talking to who? When he was talking to Ren about his wife, he had said that she left before me, mm-hmm. but I don't think he knew if she made it or not, or if that's even because he didn't know for sure she
so
was there.
Do you think they all thought they were going back to the same year then?
Yes, okay. I think that's what the case was. So he didn't know she came back in like what 95 or whatever it was.
1995?
Yeah, because what Great they're like, year. You know, or 97.
Stephen Otten in the chat has a question. Question, is Eve the real boss or is someone we haven't seen yet giving her marching orders?
See, that's what I thought, but then in those first couple episodes, remember Craig would always be on the phone with some mystery woman, and I think that mystery woman, like, taking orders was Eve, and then when she was revealed. I mean, if it is, I doubt we're going to see anyone above her in the short time we have left.
I know, but it's such a bummer, and I'm going to be really upset if everything's not answered. Like, if...
Or wrapped up.
Yeah, in some way. If everything doesn't get wrapped up, what my request would be, if there's anyone in power watching or listening, would be for you to write out a list of all the answers that you were going
oh, that'd be nice.
to to put in the future episodes and seasons. And so we can just have a little nice bow on this beautiful experience known as the crossing.
That's a very, very nice idea.
Yes. It's my want and my need.
We'll reach out to some people. We'll see if we can get you that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'll really talk to my people on Twitter.
You know, we should also reach out to some people and see if we can get some iTunes ratings.
Yes.
If you could just go to iTunes and rate, like, subscribe. Just be our friend.
Comment. We totally read the comments.
We do.
You guys are great. You're always on Twitter talking to us.
So
great
sweet.
Great fans of The Crossing.
Yeah, the best. They're the best, and we appreciate it. I mean, like I said, the show may not be going on past this season, but we will still be hosting, and anything you can do to, you know, keep us around.
You know, boost our egos.
Boost our egos, kind of keep stuff. The lights on here. We really appreciate.
Yes.
So, we also appreciate She Binded Me with Science.
This is another great topic. A lot happened this episode.
A lot did happen. Reese is in chains.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest contraption I've ever seen. Also, how would you define that?
I don't know. That looked like some kind of animal chained up.
But then the thing around her neck was kind of cool. It looked like a weird light up like choker.
A necklace? Like the latest fashion statement.
I wouldn't mind having a blue. Actually, the backgrounds of our studios kind of look like the light that was on Reese's.
Yeah, we planned that.
We did. We're in charge of the lighting here.
Yes, this is exactly
how. In our spare time, we light the studios.
I also, the trance she was in, how they said she was purposely staying unconscious but could hear them.
So smart.
I was like, Apex are their bosses.
Got to get some of that Apex knowledge.
Yeah.
Apex genes. Another interesting thing she talked about was something about like 7% of the population has the genes that allow Apex to become possible when she was talking to the doctor.
Yes.
What do you think that means?
I don't know. Like, what gene is it?
I don't know.
Do I have it?
I don't know anything about
do
genes.
Do you have it? You know? Hopefully. We don't know. Maybe.
That means we're sticking around. Yeah. Next generation.
I would like to know what the gene is.
Yeah, that was interesting. So, I mean, the moral of the story in this one is, like, bad things are going down. Craig is gonna do testing on her.
Oh, and poor Doc Sophie.
He's bringing in Doc Sophie. Doc Sophie's gonna die, too.
Oh, yeah, he's so cruel, because that other, we don't know his name, but the other evil guy, that doctor that was testing Reese, was like, what if Dr. Sophie tells someone? He's like, she won't make it a week. I was like, ah!
Don't worry. She won't make
She's dying. Yeah, but she's a little genius. She is going to live.
Yeah. Oh, somebody said Reese crucifix. It's true. It did look like that. Mm. Crucifix imagery.
All right.
Oh, right. Oh, that's a big part, too. Mark just reminded me, too, of the girl
Naomi?
Who was... Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, she's definitely...
Glad you knew her name.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Certainly did.
Yeah, that's a huge part. But yeah, so we do have Sophie. She ended up taking the blood with her, right? So she's going to live to see another day.
She's like a little spy.
Right?
She got in the car and she pulled it out of, I don't know
like
what that
thing
was. Like
a cane or an umbrella?
She was like, ha! I think it was a cane. I got my vial of blood. She pulled a little Angelina Jolie, Billy Bob Thornton action there.
She's got a vendetta against Craig, so I hope she comes back and... beats him up.
Yeah.
With the cane.
I wonder if when you get Apex blood, if you get suddenly stronger.
Because then she really could kick his butt.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like that.
I'd love that.
We'll save that for predictions, because I like that. I like it a lot.
Putting it in my back pocket. Now, we are only supposed to have 3 topics, but we definitely can't leave out the Apex historian. Yes.
Yeah, she is on a roll. She's got a whole mob of followers now.
I just don't like her eyes. They scare me. Like the scary look of crazed maniac in her eyes is very upsetting. But I understand what she did now.
Yeah, I also liked the moment where Rebecca asked about her daughter, because her daughter was what Naomi was, which is what we kind of hinted on last week. And she was like, did you see her? She's like, I never met your daughter, but she was never alone.
Right. That Rebecca's was nice. Like, that was cool. Kind. I wonder why she chose Rebecca to come on her mission with her.
I think it's just from that talk, and that she knew Rebecca had a daughter that was like her, so she was probably thought she was someone she could trust.
But why not Caleb?
I don't know.
Because he's Alpha Zulu.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't want him in my secret group.
Maybe he would have hunted people.
That's true.
Like her.
But yeah, I was also confused because when she showed up at that meeting at the end, it was like she didn't recognize anyone there, or she didn't expect that many people to be there.
It's
she
because was like, oh. Every week they get new extras and they plug them in different places. Right?
I'm like, can we not be consistent?
Yeah. It's like The Office season one. They just had all kinds of random people.
People running around. Yeah. That's true.
I'm rewatching it for like the 15th time. It's the best season to rewatch. And I just noticed
that it's like all different all
random people.
Well, that's what The Crossing's doing. And if we had a season two, maybe they'd get some regular extras. But
now, I know they would.
But now we're never going to see that.
And that's why we're upset. Mostly because we're not going to get to see regular extras. Yeah.
So mad.
JK, we're upset because our favorite show's going away.
Yes, that too.
Tear. So, yeah, it was interesting. The other interesting thing that I think, was it Mark or Steven brought, oh, Mark brought up in the chat was that they would enslave, did they say enslaving autistic people in herds?
Yeah, I think, like what Naomi said is a lot of the people that were taken, they had characteristics that people today would consider autism or like autistic, you'd be on the spectrum.
But because they saw like gifted. Super,
yeah, which it's true when you're autistic, you usually excel in certain areas and mm-hmm. you're like really good at something and whatever. But so I think that's what she's like back then or in your time, that's what they clarified it as. But they just called us gifted in the future.
Oh, we gifted.
We gifted. That's cool.
Was there anything else that we didn't hit from this episode that you feel is it? Oh, Marshall, the meeting.
Oh yeah. So Marshall's been, oh yeah. Roy gave him the locket.
Marshall's been mad emo and like, oh, screw everyone.
I don't believe her anymore. Maybe she deserves to be in the camp.
Yeah.
And this love triangle is getting intense. Roy is.
I would so pick Roy.
Me too. I'm team Roy 100%.
Persistent Polly, whereas Marshall just runs off the minute he gets scared.
Right? And then Roy even gives the other guy the necklace and is like, do you believe in destiny? And he's like, no. And he's like, well, you should. Or you better start. And I was like, oh, Roy, come back.
And then he walked away.
Right? And he even believed.
Coy
kind of,
Roy.
So obviously he believes her to Coy Roy. I like it. It's another hashtag, get it trending. But yeah, so he's the better dude.
Yeah, he is. I would pick Roy for sure. Although, like, if somebody from now told me about someone in the past future that I would have to meet, I would guess I would try to love them.
Yeah, see, Roy's feeling like, well, I really got nothing. I'm not in the locket, so what am I going to do?
I'm not in the locket. It appears I'm not in the locket.
Marshall's about to be shook.
You think?
I mean, I feel like this
Marshall
gives substance to her story.
A wake-up call.
Yeah, don't you feel like maybe now this him having the locket, he'll be like, oh, maybe there was some truth to what she was saying?
Maybe, but I think also he might
still be stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because did he see her say, hey, that's my locket? No.
No, he'd only
already
Roy
run away
did.
By
yeah.
Then. So he doesn't even know that's her locket right now.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just anyone a random locket with his face in it. Maybe he thinks this was all an elaborate scam for Roy to pick him up. He's like, whoa, I didn't know that dude was gay. And he gave me a gift.
That would be a stretch, but I like it.
He didn't explain it.
That's
he
true.
Said, do you believe in destiny?
That's true.
Well, you should.
So we'll
I would
see
think
what
that
he
the
thinks.
Guy liked me if he gave me a locket with my face on it, said that, looked at me intensely, then walked away.
Well, maybe next episode these fantasies
secret
will come
through.
Predictions.
Secret not lovers. Secret, though.
No, not at all. I don't know. I think that's it, though.
Yeah.
We got Paul and Eve. Evil Eve.
Paul and Eve. Paul and Eve. Paul and Eve.
We got it all.
It's a song I just made up.
I liked it. Almost says, I've got the keys.
Yep. So basically, we're left with everybody in the camp's going to get poisoned. They're going to frame it as a group suicide. And next episode, bye.
Could you imagine if that's how it ends?
I mean, that would wrap it up. That wraps it up. And that's what the whole show was
about.
Yeah,
that would be sad.
Boy Toy Roy, Mark Bauer says.
Oh my gosh, these are great hashtags.
Yeah.
Boy Toy Roy.
We got a creative bunch here.
We do. I'm really proud. Evil Eve.
And, you know, we want to give a little shout out to our fans. We've been calling you out the whole show, but Lethal West Coast, Stephen Otten, Mark Boyer. Bowyer? Is that it, Mark? Tanya, my mom, Joanne. we really appreciate you watching. You're all wonderful. You're so much fun. You're so positive. It's a pleasure to interact with
you.
It
is. You guys are great.
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 So great.
Super nice.
Love it. Love ya. Love you so much.
Lilas, love you like a sister.
There you go.
All of you, I love you all like a sister.
And a brother.
No, just a sister.
Oh, just a sister. Sorry, Mark and everyone else in there. What do we got? What's our... Oh, our Evil
We have a special Eve. Segment, yeah. So Evil Eve updates. Turns out she's like...
Really evil.
Really evil. She's like dictator status. I didn't think she was that bad.
Turns out she's a dictator. No, you're right.
She's definitely a dick.
Yeah. She's... And a tater.
Oh, but that gives Tater Tots a bad name. I love Tater Tots.
She's literally about to massacre a camp full of people.
That's the worst. She's a straight an awful up person. Dictator. She's a future person.
Straight up Mussolini in here.
What do you call the people who get rid of everyone? You know, like through death.
I don't know.
No, there's a word for it. No,
there is a word. Why can't I think of it?
I think I keep saying apocalypse in my head, but that's not. Genocide.
Genocide. Thank you.
Is genesis a word?
So there's just about to be a genocide of peeps.
Anyway, now that I've embarrassed myself.
No, that's okay. We didn't figure out the word.
With the vocabulary.
It's fine.
She's a bad person. Basically, that's the update. She's worse than we thought. She's going to murder her husband.
So not only did she murder Ren, she's about to murder the entire camp.
Yep.
Including her
husband. To get to a new level, she's lying to herself thinking she's a good person, but she's really not.
She's literally going to murder her husband. She took him out for a stroll and ice cream, she's and like, now she's going to kill him.
Wait, this will be a great last date ever.
She's so mean. So sad.
I thought the actress did a pretty good job of it, though. Because, like, even though I could tell that as the character she was trying to hide from him her true intention, I still saw pieces of it popping through.
That's because she does like and love him.
Yeah,
I think she's just, she does. She really thinks everything she does is for the greater good. Yeah.
Genocidal dictator. Thank you, Steven. Thank you.
We got it. Hashtag.
We could leave that hashtag out. No hashtag genocidal dictator. We could live without that
too
one.
Too much.
Too much. Hurts. Yeah. Yeah, the actress did a really good job. I proud of her.
Great good job. Performance.
Good job at being a great actor. So that's our special segment for the day.
That was a great one.
Was it special enough for you? I hope so.
Well, we got some predictions, right?
Yeah, let's predict.
What do we got for predictions? I feel like...
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. This one's hard because we only have, like, this is it.
Okay, also, Evil Eve must die and drown in the water for dramatic irony.
I really like that.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like...
Mark, that's funny.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, maybe she'll die by drowning. That would be perfect.
I feel like Doc Sophie is somehow going to save Reese.
I think she will too. She even said that to Reese.
Yeah, she's like, I'm coming back for you. And Reese was skeptical, but I feel like she's going to do some crazy stuff and she's going to come back and rescue her.
Maybe.
And maybe, like, gut punch Craig in the process.
What do you think is going to happen with Leia? Leia.
I don't know. That's true. Because right now she's just chilling there with them as, like,
do you think
leverage.
She's chilling or, like...
Like, they have her in a cell with the bunny. They're keeping her around for leverage, so I don't know.
That
maybe...
bunny doesn't have a head anymore. That would be really gruesome.
Just her in a headless
Here's
bunny.
Here's your stump.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, are we even going to see her again?
Probably. Y'all in the chat, like, did you also hear that in the preview for next week, that next week is the last episode, or was I hallucinating? Leia Leah should somehow become a badass and rescue Sophie. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
It's a good prediction. I don't know. I feel like the camp is going to revolt in some way, and that the townspeople are going to, like, push through and not allow the quote-unquote group suicide to happen.
Yeah, I feel like Naomi's going to be a big part of that.
Eve is going to be taken down.
I would love that. Maybe you think Naomi will be? Takes her out. Or I think she's going to be the reason that the, like, group suicide doesn't go through, because she's on to some stuff.
She said she's a prophet in this time, so what do you think that means?
I don't know, because she has a mission.
Yeah.
We just don't know what the mission is.
I wonder what she really wants to do.
That's true. Maybe her mission is to take down Evil Eve.
Oh.
That would be nice.
That would be great.
That would be really great.
Super great.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? In the predictions?
Not in the second? Predictions. No. We have a little news we could talk about.
Oh, yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So this isn't specific to The Crossing, but as many of you may have heard, Roseanne, the hit sitcom on ABC, the revival of the 90s classic, is canceled. Why? Well, Roseanne Barr revealed a pretty racist comment about a public figure. ABC pulled the plug on Roseanne today in response to Roseanne Barr's tweets about former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett or Jarrett. I don't know how it's pronounced. So various stars and media personalities took to social media to share their thoughts. And a lot of people are saying, like, this is well-deserved. She's been kind of a racist for a long time. But for our purposes, the reason I bring it up is because it is on the same network. So it does leave an open spot. So, ABC?
The Crossing is available.
Do you think The Crossing could just jump in right there and just take the spot up?
That could be.
To
be
my
nice.
Knowledge, nobody on the show has uttered a racist slur.
No.
Potentially
Jude
ever.
The dude would never.
Never. He loves everyone.
Exactly. So, that's an option.
So, just some hashtag Tuesday thoughts.
There you go. Get a
trending.
Write a letter. We'll start a petition.
Get it trending. Crossing takes over.
Roseanne.
Crossing crosses over to be
new Roseanne.
Renewed. Crossing crosses to be renewed.
You guys come up with
you
the
know,
logistics.
Just like, yeah, exactly.
And
but
we'll support
figure
it.
It out. It's going to be good.
Yes.
And I think that for this week.
That's it. That is it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone's saying there's 11 episodes. I know. I totally get it. But I swear they said one more.
That's so weird. We'll have to look. Yeah.
I'm going to rewatch it. Could have
so
just
we'll
been
see.
Me.
Maybe it's like there's a break or something after next week.
Oh, maybe that's it.
That could be. We'll find out.
We'll be back here next week either way.
Yes.
Until then, my dear, where can they find you?
Hey, guys. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Krista Flungy.
All right. And you can find me at Lauren LaGrasso on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And we will be here back next week.
Yes, we will.
For more Crossing.
Woo.
See you then.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.